This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Omar, can you raise the volume a little bit, please? Raise the volume a little bit. Today we have hadith number 1846 from Riyad al-Salihin, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually explains the nature of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the difference between the angels, the jinn, and the mankind. Hadith number 1846, وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلقت الملائكة من نور وخلق الجان من مارج من نار وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم رواه مسلم. In this narration, عائشة رضي الله عنها reported the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the angels were created from light, jinn were created from a smokeless flame of fire, and Adam was created from that which was described to you in the Quran. Hadith rawahu Muslim. So what's the meaning of this? So here Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, explaining the different creation between jinn, angels, and mankind. So the angels were made from what? Light. What kind of light? Now, if you look in books of tafsir and hadith, ulama, they dispute. Is that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of his hijab, the screen that shields the creation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it a superior light that Allah created exclusively for the angels? Different interpretations. All what we know, that they've been created from light. And if they've been created from light, what does that mean? By the way, requesting from the sisters, if you don't mind, just give us a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, to finish the khatira. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you very much. So the angels were created from light. If they were created from light, what does that exactly mean? So that's why some contemporary interpretation, that what enables the angels to have all these superior powers that we know that they have and they possess. Like what? Being fast. Light is fast, isn't it, Jama'ah? Light is energy. Light can transform the different types of energy. Can even penetrate through objects and stuff. Depends, right? So the angels have these powers as well too, subhanAllah, because they were created from an energy, the energy of that light. And they've been created, of course, for a specific task and duties, and Allah subhanAllah spoke about them in the Quran, قال, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't have a free will. They were created and dedicated to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill his obligation, the obligation they owe to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's it. Now the jinn, قال وخلق الجان من مارج من نار. The jinn was created from flameless fire. مارج من نار, smokeless fire. There were different description of the creation of jinn. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the Quran, mentioned jinn were created from different types of the flame. Sometimes saying min lahab, sometimes says marjin, nar. So it depends, you know, when the fire, it depends on the heat of the fire, right? Sometimes when the heat is very low, you can see the smoke. When the heat is very high, it starts turning into sometimes bluish, even becomes white, and there's no smoke. So, and sometimes the heat of the fire, you can feel the hues that comes from the fire itself. So that's what the ulama, they say, when Allah spoke about Al-Jinn were also kunna tara'iqa qidada. We've been different types of jinn. Like the human beings, they have different races and different ethnicities and so on. The jinn, they have their own categories as well too. Where did this all come from? Just like we are different in terms of colors, those have different, you know, kind of like characteristics. We don't know about colors though, but at these characteristics because of the nature of flame that was used to create the jinn. So these are different kind of categories of jinn. Humans, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give us description. He goes, قال وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم وذكر لكم, and Adam was created from what you've been told. And what does that even mean? He didn't mention something specific, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in the Quran, Allah spoke about the creation of Adam in different ways. So sometimes he says, خلق الإنسان for what? ما, water, right? ما اندافع, gushing fluid, gushing water. And then he says what? Turab. It was created from turab, which means dirt. And then sometimes he says what? He says tin, means mud, and then tin al-lazib, which means sticky mud, and then sometimes he says fakhar, which means pottery, and then hama'in masnoon means cooked clay, and then you have salsal, sounding clay, and you have the different description. So if Allah created Adam, how? I mean, what was the material that from Adam was created from? So our ulama, they say, all this description that you've seen in the Quran speaks about the different stages of that creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Wallahu khalaqakum min ma', He created you from water. Which is obvious. The majority of our body, in terms of percentage, is actually water, fluids. And then from that fluid, He mixed it with what? Turab, dirt. When you mix dirt with water, what do you create? Mud. You create mud, right? When that mud loses its moisture, it becomes sticky. And that stickiness creates what? Clay. If you burn that clay, you make what? Pottery. And that pottery was hollow, becomes sounding pottery. Rings when you hit on it. All of these are the different stages of the creation of Adam. So don't get confused. If you see in the Quran, Allah says, He created you from water, and He says from dirt, and then says from teen, mud, and this and that. It's not that He was made from different material, different ingredients. It's the same, but the different stages of the creation of Adam. Why jinn were made out of light, fire, and the angels out of light, and man was made from dirt or mud? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is his absolute divine will. And Allah says, لا يسألوا عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. You can't question Allah Azza wa Jal about His actions, but He shall be asking you a question about everything. May Allah save us from that question, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'a? Just an anecdote. I remember actually reading one of the books of Aqidah about one of those early philosophers or some of those smart, yani smarty pants wanted to argue with one of the ulama. He goes, you guys claim that Iblis was created from fire. He said, yes, that's true. Because he was jinn, right? He goes, how is God is going to even, then He's going to be punishing him in fire? If He's made of fire, how is He going to punish him with fire? So the sheikh, he grabbed a rock or a stone and he threw it at him. And he was hurt. He goes, ouch, what are you doing? He goes, I thought you were made from mud. It shouldn't be actually hurting you. Like he just kind of like defeated him with that argument. Yani, khalas. If that thing hurts you, even though you're made from mud, then how come it's easy it's going to be actually to hurt al-jinn or shaitan with the fire? May Allah protect him from fire. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Yes. So in terms of the dark actually energy, dark matters, and different energy in the universe, I mean, I can't relate this to al-jinn, but at the same time, I can't also disassociate that from some of these actually phenomena. Keep in mind that al-jinn, they don't operate in the same realm that we do. They travel easy, they go fast, they can even actually, they're shapeshifters as well too, some of them, not all of them. Some of them are shapeshifters because they're energetic. But for us, we have this chamber, solid material, that doesn't actually change in terms of shape. Although people, they're doing it actually, and they're changing their shapes. But in essence, we're not supposed to. So that's why we can't do the shape shifting like jinn do, or even actually the angels. So we know that when Jibreel used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to come in the form of what? A human being. How could that be possible? Can you become an angel? Can you change your shape to become an angel? You can't, because you're trapped in this. Which is why, in order for you to be able to see that spiritual realm, how are you going to see that spiritual realm? Only your spirit going to be able to see it. So once you die, and that soul come out that chamber, that body, the soul right now is part of the spiritual realm. It's going to be able to see everything. But that's going to be a little bit too late. So you better that when that moment comes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the best of our moments, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.